Episode 135, Supercharge Your Web Conversions with this year's Hottest Digital Marketing Strategy. In today's episode, we see the return of SEO and PPC, as in pay-per-click, expert Simon Kensington Fellows. He shares with us some practical steps to supercharge your website conversions, and I also share with you a top website conversion tool.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. Joe, this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add something a little bit different just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Today's tool of the day is a WordPress plugin called Magic Action Box. I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but it's well worth another mention as it fits so well with today's article from Simon. Magic Action Box is a great way to capture those all-important email addresses from your visitors on your website. You can create all types of boxes selling a whole range of things, whether it's an upsell to a webinar or if it's downloading a free ebook or a checklist or something like that. Magic Action Box has loads of like these simple templates that you can play with. I also discovered only recently that if you upgrade your account, you can actually implement a thing called the Exit Intent. I don't know if you've heard of Exit Intent. Exit intent is when the software recognises that someone's literally just about to leave your site. I expect it's probably something to do with the cursor and where the mouse is pointing. I'm not really sure how the technology works, but literally as someone's about to leave your site, a little pop-up will appear to say, you know, download our free ebook just before, don't leave, you know, download our ebook. And it's really, really effective. This is a fantastic strategy because you're not actually interrupting what people are doing whilst they're on your site. They're leaving anyway. So, you know, bingo. By the way, if you don't have a WordPress site, then don't worry, just check out another version. It's called Optin Monster. That's a little bit more expensive, but that one will actually work on any website. The links for both of these can be found on today's show notes, by the way, which we're on episode number 135. So you can find it at all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/135. So again, that's Optin Monster and Magic Action Box. Magic Action Box is the one that we use. And you can see it in action on our website.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes, and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Okay, it's now time to welcome back Simon Kensington Fellows, who talks today about retargeting. You know, when you're on Facebook and suddenly you see an advert from Amazon, which just happens to be something that you were searching for on Amazon a few days ago, it's really strange, isn't it? And it seems to, that advert seems to follow you around the internet wherever you're searching. And that's clever marketing. And so that's what Simon's going to talk about today. So, as well as some other strategies with regards to conversion. So anyway, I'm going to pass you over to Simon. I'll let him explain about retargeting and all the other stuff. So over to you, Simon.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Supercharge your web conversions with this year's hottest digital marketing strategy. Research by Marketing Sherpa shows that 90 to 98% of visitors don't take action on their first visit, and that 49% of people need to visit your site 2 to 4 times before doing business with you. So what if there was a way to track people who visit your site but don't take your desired action and ensure that they see your ads multiple times as they surf the web? It's often said when trying to grow your business that there are two groups of people in the world: those that do business with you and those that don't. I'd like to suggest that there is another, often overlooked group of people. Those that know of you, but don't do business with you. Have you noticed how products you've looked at on Amazon seem to follow you around Facebook, Google, and other websites as you surf the web? You too can use the same marketing strategies that Amazon uses to increase your website conversions. It's called retargeting, and it's the hottest marketing strategy of 2015. Here's how it works in brief. 1. Prospect visits your site. 2. They're tagged with a cookie. 3. The prospect leaves without taking desired action. 4. Your ads follow them around the web. 5. The prospect revisits your site. 6. Prospect now takes your desired action. Retargeting is the process of dropping a tracking code called a cookie on a website visitor's browser for the purpose of placing targeted ads in front of them while they search the internet and social media platforms. It is a critical component for your local business growth strategy. Retargeting ads are proven to have better click-through rates and conversion percentages than other online advertising options. So implementing a retargeting strategy in your business will have a profound effect on your business by reducing the amount of money spent to acquire a new customer. It will also mean more effective brand recognition because with greater click-through and engagement comes lower costs and more brand exposure and recognition in the marketplace. We recommend a well-thought-out cycle of ads to place the offer in front of prospects in different ways that allow them to better understand the benefits and also to be attentive to the different buying styles. Retargeting is the best way to get your offer in front of buyers several times in a non-intrusive way, which leads to more sales and brand recognition. Another massive benefit of retargeting is the ability to segment your list. For example, you can create a list of people who visit your sales page and then another of people who have actually bought. You can do this for each product and service you offer. Then, when you recreate your retargeting ad, you take away the list of buyers from the overall list of product viewers. Strategies like this will improve your ad spend efficiency. For example, you don't waste money targeting visitors that have already purchased a particular product. When setting up your retargeting for your business, keep in mind that you can create a retargeting campaign for each product, service, or piece of online content you offer or create. Using such highly targeted ads focused on specific products, you will notice a massive jump in your ad investment effectiveness. This is the power of retargeting. Here's a real-life retargeting example. Number 1. User visits the teeth whitening section of the All Smiles Dentist website. 2. User is added to the free teeth whitening ad campaign. 3. While browsing the web, user sees teeth whitening promotion on Facebook as well as branded banner ads on other popular websites. 4. Upon clicking any of the ads from the campaign, the user is directed back to a simple form to gather information to schedule their first appointment. So to give you an idea of how you can implement retargeting, I've put together a short list of different types of retargeting currently available. Site. This is where traffic is sent back to a website, and it doesn't have to be sent to the same page they originally visited. For example, you could send your retargeting clicks all to a special bonus offer or a discount for having turned you down on their first visit. Email. Most popular autoresponder services have an integration point so that you can retarget anyone who opens your newsletter. Search. When your cookied traffic goes to a search engine and types in specific keyword searches and hits enter, your retargeting ads will then show in the browser. You can select many targeted keywords in order to get those people really interested in choosing a product or service you offer. CRM. Customer Relationship Management Retargeting is a unique setup for loading past customer email details so that they can be cross-matched against consumer databases such as Facebook, allowing you to target ads to past customers. This tactic is perfect for raising brand awareness, growing your business page likes, or offering a comeback offer, and usually the cost per click is a lot cheaper than cold traffic. Mobile. Mobile retargeting can be done not only through cookies, but also through advertiser IDs and other methods. You can even retarget users through apps. Video. This is a unique setup for targeting traffic that is viewing content related or specific to a product or service you offer. You can even target competitors' videos with ads for your own product or service, and the best part about it is most ads show before the video even starts.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Simon, for another cracking article. If you want some help setting up a retargeting campaign for your business, then I urge you to give Simon a quick call. You know it'll be set up correctly and you know you'll see those orders flying in. You can follow Simon on at Bright Red Socks. He's got a cracking name, really good brand as well. So that's at Bright Red Socks. So follow him on Twitter or you can check him out on his website. Anyway, to read today's article from Simon and to find the links to today's tool of the day, which was Magic Action Box and Optin Monster, then please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/135.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
And that's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Ta-da. Bye-bye.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.